بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again for having enabled us to complete yet another night of Taraweeh and another day of fasting. We pray for acceptance and we pray for the way ahead for steadfastness, that Allah increases the barakah in our time in these remaining days and hours of this beautiful month of Ramadan. And alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, tonight we have a guest that we feel very honored to have here in our presence, none other than Maulana Muhammad Vanker from Durban. Those of you who have ITV are well acquainted with him and his pearls of wisdom, pearls from the Quran that is aired every night after Taraweeh. Without any further ado, we will humbly request Maulana to share some words of advice with us.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اهتدى بهديه واقتدى بسنته إلى يوم الدين وبعد. فقد قال جل وعلا في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يقول: يا ليتني قدمت لحياتي. وقال تعالى: يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. صدق الله العظيم. Respected honored scholars, ulama, elders, beloved brothers, wallahi, respected, you know, brothers, I feel shy to stand in front of a scholar. Really, Sheikh, you know, has been an inspiration to me personally. And wallahi, back home in Durban, you know, like they say in the Urdu language, you know, ghar ki murghi dal barabar. You know, you eat biryani every day, you take it for granted. But if you, wallahi, I was so amazed when I heard Shaykh reciting the Quran. Allah Ta'ala has blessed him, and wallahi, Allah Ta'ala use him to inspire, you know, the youth and the elderly, not only in Cape Town, but throughout the globe, inshallah. Really, he's an amazing, amazing human being. I've interacted with many scholars, you know, over the years, and Allah has blessed him with, you know, with humility. And Hassan Basri used to say that lawla al-ulama lasar an-nas mithla al-bahaim. Had it not been because of the scholars and the ulama, the general masses would have become like animals. So nonetheless, whilst I was listening to the Taraweeh, and Allah had put some thoughts into my heart, wallahi, I came to benefit from our respected Sheikh, but he has asked me to say, requested me to say a few words. So I have just acceded to the request. So I make dua to the Almighty Allah, Allah Ta'ala put the correct words into my heart so that we could, inshallah, inch a little closer to the Almighty Allah. It is the inherent desire of each and every human being to excel on all fronts. Whether male or female, he or she wishes to be the most handsome, the most beautiful, the most intelligent, the most wise. But the dilemma that the world is facing today is the definition of wealth, the definition of beauty, the definition of wisdom, the definition of knowledge is ever changing. So she was the former Miss World. There's someone today who is more beautiful than her. He was the wealthiest man on the globe. Today there's somebody who is wealthier than him. You know, we don't look far. We look at the political history of our own country. A man who once upon a time was viewed by the broader world as being a terrorist. Today when people speak about him, you know, they look at him as the icon of liberation. So Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, one day he comes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, "Ataytu an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 'ashira ashratin." I came with a group of 10 men, and one of my Ansari companions stood up and he said, "Oh Nabi of Allah, can I ask you a question?" Nabi alayhi salam said, "Go ahead. What is the question?" "Man akyasu an-nas wa ahzabu an-nas." Who is the most learned man and what constitutes wisdom? Who is the most learned man and what constitutes wisdom? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Aktharuhum dhikran lil maut wa aktharuhum istidadan lil maut ulaika al akyas dhahabu bi sharaf ad dunya wa karamati al akhirah." That the one who remembers death excessively and proportionate to that, he lives a life in the preparation of death. Now friends and elders, you and I, we will speak about death You know, you'll attend the janazah, you'll be emotionally overpowered for a period of time, and life carries on, life continues. What did the Nabi of Allah say? The one who thinks about death excessively, and proportionate to that he lives a life in the preparation of death. Oh my Sahaba, do not look beyond that individual. He is the most learned man walking on Mother Earth. What does the Arabic poet say? An-nafsu tatma'u fi dunya. An-nafsu tatma'u fi dunya. وَقَدْ عَلِمَتْ أَنَّ السَّلَامَةَ فِيهَا تَرْكُ مَا فِيهَا. That the human ego constantly craves and hankers after this world, knowing very well that its safety lies in abstinence from the glitter and the glamour of this world. Ramadan is an ideal opportunity to monitor the extent of the provocation of your ego, simply because there is no devilish influence. So whatever evil happens in the blessed month of Ramadan is as a result of the provocation of your ego. What does the Arabic poet say? لا دار للمرء بعد الموت يسكنها إلا التي كان قبل الموت يبنيها. My brothers, Quran is coming to a close. The month of Ramadan will come to an end. Our lives will draw to a close. Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi'i, whom the world till today is indebted to the jurisprudence of Imam Shafi'i. Imam Shafi'i memorized the Quran al-Kareem at the age of 7. Really, friends and elders, you know, in this country, Allah has favored this country, that you'll find there are amazing huffaz, qurra, and scholars of deen. I've traveled to some countries in the world during the blessed month of Ramadan. They don't even have one hafiz, you know, to lead the congregation in Salatul Taraweeh. Imam Shafi'i memorized the Quran at the age of 7. At the age of 10, he had memorized the Mu'atta of Imam Malik. That is the book of Hadith. At the age of 15, Imam Shafi'i was officially granted permission to issue fatwa and verdicts on Islam. He became the Grand Mufti at the age of 15, not 5015. He passed away in his early 40s. You know, he was lying on his deathbed. Some of his students entered to greet him, and they said, كيف أصبحت يا إمام؟ Oh, Imam Shafi'i, what does it look like? He said, أصبحت من الدنيا راحلا. I am on my way out of this world. والإخواني مفارقا. And very soon, I would have to separate from those around me. ولسوء أعمالي ملاقيا. I would have to put up with my evil actions. وعلى الله واردا. And I would have to present in the court of my Allah. And then he says, لا أدري روحي تسير إلى الجنة فأحنئها أو إلى النار فأعزيها. He says, I don't know whether my soul will make it to Jannah, then I could congratulate my soul. Or whether my soul is destined for the hellfire, then I would have to console my soul. A man who had memorized the Quran at the age of 7, the Mu'atta at the age of 10, becoming the Grand Mufti at the age of 15, routinely in the blessed month of Ramadan, he recited one Quran by day, one Quran by night. In essence, he recited 60 Qurans. He said, I don't know how I will fare before the Almighty Allah. Subhanallah. So what does the Arabic poet say? He says, there is no abode, there is no dwelling in which you will live or reside other than the grave that you prepared for whilst you are alive. What we heard this evening, يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي قَدَّمْتُنِي حَيَاتِي. What have I sent forward? You know, for the journey towards Akhirah. The Arabic poet says, فَإِنْ بَنَاهَا بِخَيْرٍ طَابَ مَسْكَنُهَا. If you prepared for the journey and the onward journey towards Akhirah, he says, congratulations on your new home. Congratulations on your new home. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he passes by the Battle of Badr, where the Battle of Badr had taken place, and there were those that were thrown into the well. The hadith appears in Bukhari. It's a famous narration. And the Nabi of Allah stands by the well, and he starts communicating with those who were thrown into the well. That, هَلْ وَجَدْتُمْ مَا وَعَدَ رَبُّكُمْ حَقَّا. Have you found the promise of your Lord to be true? فَإِنِّي قَدْ وَجَدْتُ مَا وَعَدَنِي رَبِّي حَقَّا. What my Allah has told me, I have literally seen it with my eyes. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda, the great giant Umar, he taps the Nabi of Allah And he said, O Nabi of Allah, can I ask you something? What is it, O Umar? مَا تُخَاطِبُ مِنْ أَقْوَامٍ قَدْ جِيفُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. I fail to comprehend the wisdom of communicating and conversing with souls that are perhaps disintegrated in this realm. Nabi alayhi salam looks at Umar, وَالَّذِي بَعَثَنِي بِالْحَقِّ مَا أَنْتُمْ بِأَسْمَعِ مَا أَقُولُ مِنْهُمْ وَلَكِنَّهُمْ لَا يَسْتَطِعُونَ جَوَابَهَا. By the qasam of that being who has sent me as his true messenger, I swear by the Almighty Allah, those who are thrown into this well, they can hear me better than you can. They can hear me better than you can. Otherwise, you cannot hear them responding, they can hear me better than you can. What did the Nabi of Allah say? أحضروا موتاكم. Make it a point to be present whilst people are dying and encourage them to recite the kalima. Give them the glad tidings of Jannah. Why the moment of death? فَإِنَّ الْحَلِيمَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ يَتَحَيَّرُ عِنْدَ ذَلِكَ الْمَصْرَةِ. That moment of death, it is so critical, it is so crucial, that leave the average man in the throes of death, the devil intensifies his efforts, let alone the layman, even the scholars are left perplexed at that juncture. You know, I always say, without any similarity, I always give this example. You know, in a soccer match, when the scores are tied 0-0, and there's the last 5 minutes, what happens? Every player exerts himself to the maximum. Why? The last few minutes could decide the goal. My brother, once the final whistle is blown, you can score 10 goals, it makes no difference. Once the crescent of Shawwal is sighted, wallahi, what you could achieve in Ramadan, if you will not accelerate your efforts now and you decide after Ramadan, like the scholars have written, if you miss a fast of Ramadan, if you fast your entire life, this will not compensate one fast of the blessed month of Ramadan. So Allah has blessed us with this amazing opportunity. You know, whether a person is the head of an Islamic state, or whether you're a multi-billionaire, or whether you're a pauper, ultimately, every man will make it to the grave. One day, Umar bin Khattab is sitting on the pulpit, and somebody comes to him, and he said, O Amirul Mu'mineen, I brought to you the news that so-and-so has passed on. So Umar radiallahu anhu then stands up. He said, this brother has brought to me the news that so-and-so has passed on. He said, tomorrow, somebody else will be sitting on this pulpit and they will inform you that Umar is gone. They will inform you that Umar is gone. One day the Nabi of Allah is standing. They say, janazah happens to pass by. So one sahabi said, O Nabi of Allah, whose janazah is that? My Nabi said, it is your janazah. If you don't like it is my janazah. What does the Quran say? إِنَّكَ مَيِّتْ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. Verily you will die and they, everyone will journey onwards. So Dawood alayhi salam, the king of Palestine. You know, when we study his life, what an amazing Nabi of Allah. You know, we heard his story, I'm sure, through the blessed month of Ramadan. He used to divide his days into three. One day with his family. One day he would resolve the disputes amongst people. And one day was exclusively reserved for the worship of the Almighty Allah. The day that was exclusively reserved for the worship of the Almighty Allah, no person would dare come close to Dawood alayhi salam. So one day whilst making the ibadat of Allah, suddenly he looks to one side and he sees the shadow of a man. He sees the shadow of a man. So he looks at the shadow, Man ant? Who are you? The voice comes back, Ana alladhi la ahabul muluk wa la aqbalu rasha. I am the one that fears no kings, and I am not barred from entering any location. Wherever I enter, I am no trespasser. Like the Arabic poet says, إِنَّ الْحَبِيبْ مِنَ الْأَحْبَابْ مُخْتَلَسُ لَا يَمْنَعُ الْمَوْتْ بَوَّابْ وَلَا حَرَسُ. Every man will be snatched from his beloved. Not taken away politely, you'll be snatched. No doorkeeper, no security will prevent the angel of death from entering. Wherever the angel of death enters, he is no trespasser. Dawood alayhi salam looks at the shadow. He said, Idhan anta malakul maut. Most definitely you are the angel of death. Come forward, do what you have to do. You know, like it comes in the riwayat of Muslim, when the angel of death came to extract the life of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, it comes in the narrations that Musa alayhi salam gave the angel of death one slap and the eye of malakul maut falls out. And in this condition he goes to Allah. And he said, أَرْسَلْتَنِي إِلَىٰ عَبْدٍ لَا يُرِيدُ الْمَوْتِ. That, O may Allah, you have sent me to such a man who doesn't wish to die. Allah tells the angel of death, go back to Musa and make the proposal to him. فَقُلْ لَهُ أَن يَضَعْ يَدَهُ عَلَى مَتْنِ ثَوْرٍ. Tell Musa to place his hand on the back of a black ox, a black cow. And how many strands of hair his hand will cover, proportionate to the amount of strands, I will prolong his life according to that much. I always say, my brother, if that proposal was given to you and I guess we would have put both our hands. I mean, no man wants to die. No man wants to leave this world. But wallahi, there is a cut-off point. Subhanallah. So Dawud alayhi salam, you know, he leaves this world. What did Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you know, as he's leaving this world, Abdullah bin Mas'ud, what did he say? If I owned the entire world, I would have given this entire world as a ransom to the Almighty Allah in lieu of saving the life of Umar bin Khattab. My brothers, if my Nabi had to leave this world, if his great companions had to leave this world, will my time not come? Homes have become deserted, qabristans are full, there is no place to bury. You know, Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi, you know, when he speaks about Fir'aun, who was Fir'aun? The man who claimed divinity, the man who claimed to be Allah. Bayezid Bustami has written that Fir'aun, not a single day in his life did he ever experience a headache. That was the perpetual affluence that Allah had given him. Where did he die? What happened to Fir'aun? The words of Mullah Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi. Mata maliku Misra. You know, brothers, I always say, unfortunately, we have not studied the language of Quran. We have barred ourselves from volumes of Islamic knowledge. So you cannot understand, you know, the words of Quran, the amazing lessons that we can take from Quran. What does he say? Mata maliku Misra. بعيداً عن أرشه بعيداً عن سلطانه لا طبيب يداوي ولا صديق يواسي ولا عين تبكي. Dies the tyrant, arrogant ruler Fir'aun. Where does he die? In the center of the ocean, far away from his dominion, far away from his kingdom. There is no doctor to treat him. There is no friend to pacify him. There isn't an eye to shed a tear on his death. My brothers, where will you die? Where will I die? Like I said, homes have become deserted. Qabristans are full. Let me share with you one narration and I will terminate. Under the commentary of this verse of Quran, in Surah Yasin, وَنُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ, when the trumpet will be blown, the entire universe will be obliterated. The entire universe will be destroyed. Allah will summon the angel of death. And Allah will say, Man baqiya min khalqi. That tell me who is left now. The angel of death will reply, Baqiya Jibril, Baqiya Mikael, Baqiya Israfil, Baqiya Abduka al-Da'if. Ya Allah, it is four chief angels and no one else. Allah will tell the angel of death that go to Jibril, Faqbidh ruhahu. Go to Jibril and remove the soul of Jibril. The angel of death will comply. Before I tell you about this angel, one was the physical strength of Jibril and one was the spiritual strength of Jibril. Open Tazkira Khatamul Anbiya on page 94. In this book it is written that Jibril was the liaison between Allah and the prophets. The angel that brought wahi and revelation from Allah to the different prophets. In this book it is written, Adam alayhi salam received revelation 10 times, Jibril brought it. Isa alayhi salam received revelation 10 times, Jibril brought it. Ibrahim alayhi salam received revelation 48 times, Jibril brought it. Nuh alayhi salam received revelation 50 times, Jibril brought it. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam receives revelation via Jibril nothing less than 24,000 times. 24,000 times. What a Nabi Allah has given you and I. Allahu Akbar. So the angel of death will come to Jibril. فَيَجِدُ جِبْرِيلَ رَاكِعًا سَاجِدًا لِلَّهِ. The angel of death will find Jibril prostrating before the Almighty Allah. The angel of death will say, we are four chief angels, your time has come to go. Jibril will cry to Allah, Allahumma hawwin aliyya sakarat al-maut. Oh Allah, ease in for me the pangs of death. What did my Nabi say? There is a painkiller for every pain illa saam, with the exception of death. You can see a man meeting up in an accident, oh Allah, save me from an accident. You can see a person suffering in a hospital, you can say, oh Allah, save me from that sickness. You can't see a man dying and say, oh Allah, save me from death. You know, Imam Abu Ja'far Qurtubi, is in the throes of death. He was a great muhaddith. So his students gather around him and exhort him to recite the kalima. He says, la, la, no, no. After a few moments, he regains his consciousness. So his students tell him that we requested you to recite the kalima and blankly you refused. He said, my la, I did not refute you. I was refuting the devil, because shaitan came to me and he told me, abandon Islam. Imam Sha'rani has written in his kitab, he says, in the throes of death, shaitan, the devil, appears before every dying man in the form of his late father on the right, late mother on the left, or some deceased member of the family. And shaitan tells you, abandon Islam, give up Islam. Now my brothers, if you and I can understand how flimsy we are, how weak we are, when that woman walks in front of you, you cannot lower the gaze. What would happen at that time when the infiltration of shaitan will be to the maximum? Till eventually the soul of Jibreel will be removed. The angel of death will come back to Allah. Allah will say, who is left now? The angel of death will reply, Baqiya Mikael, Israfil, wa Abduqad Da'if. Ya Allah, it is three chief angels. Allah will say, go to Mikael, remove his soul. The angel of death will comply, he will remove the soul of Mikael. Allah will say, who is left now? The angel of death will reply, Baqiya Israfil, wa Baqiya Abduqad Da'if. Ya Allah, it is two chief angels. Allah will say, go to Israfil and remove his soul. This angel is so huge. I told you about Jibreel. What did the Nabi of Allah say? لَهُ سِتُّ مِئَةِ جَنَاهِ. He has 600 wings. وَكَانَ مِنْ شِدَّةِ قُوَّةِ. And part of the physical strength of Jibreel was أَنَّهُ رَفَعَ مَدَائِنَ لُوتِ. He lifted the seven cities of Lut alayhi salam on the tip of one wing. How many people lived in the cities? كَانُوا قَرِيبًا مِنْ أَرْبَعِ مِئَةِ أَلَافِ. Comprising of more than 400,000 people. He turned them upside down. That was Jibreel. Israfil, the Nabi of Allah said, لَهُ جَنَاحٌ فِي الْمَشْرِقِ وَجَنَاحٌ فِي الْمَغْرِبِ. One wing on the east, one wing on the west. His feet are firmly embedded in the bottom of the surface of the earth. And his gaze is focused towards the heavens, with the trumpet and the bugle in his mouth, waiting for the command of Allah to be given. One blow, the entire universe will be obliterated. The angel of death will come to him. Your time has come to go. He will cry to Allah, oh Allah, easen for me the pangs of death, till his soul is removed. Lengthy narration, the angel of death will come back to Allah. Who is left now? The angel of death will reply, Baqiya Abduqad Da'if. Ya Allah, it is me and me alone and no one else. Allah will tell the angel of death, go and stand between Jannah and Jahannam and remove your own soul. The angel of death will comply. My Nabi said that if the entire creation from Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam till the last baby that will be born was alive, every one of them would have instantly died. Every one of them will instantly die at the scream of the angel of death whilst extracting his own soul. Allah will then announce, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. To who does the kingdom belong today? Allah will reply, لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَحَّارِ. And then my Nabi said, Jannatis will enter Jannah. May Allah grant us all a speedy entry into the gardens of Jannah. My brothers, that little action that you did in Ramadan, don't trivialize any action that you had carried out. Wallahi, that action that you considered to be insignificant, that is, that action could grant you entry into the gardens of Jannah. So we need to accelerate our efforts. You know, keep the momentum going. What you did in Ramadan, we don't worship this month, we worship the Almighty Allah. My brothers, you worship Ramadan, Ramadan will come, Ramadan will go. Allah is everlasting, Allah would last forever, we worship the Almighty Allah. Keep the foot, maybe to the extent of Ramadan is impossible, but keep the momentum of Ramadan going. The link with Quran, the link with the masajid. Allahu Akbar. So the angel of death, Allah, once the Jannatis enter Jannah, those destined for Jahannam will enter Jahannam. It is said that they will be brought to a central location and death will be brought. This is what the riwayat of Tirmidhi says. Death will be brought, fi surati kabshin, given the shape of a sheep and a ram. And death, people would look at the sheep and the angel will ask, do you recognize and identify what the sheep is? And everyone will say, this is death. Why? Everyone had tasted from the pangs of death. And Allah will instruct, that death itself will be slaughtered. Death itself will be slaughtered. And then Allah will announce to the Jannatis that go to Jannah, bila maut, you will never die. لا يذوقون فيها الموت إلا الموتة الأولى. You tasted death in the world, go to Jannah, you will never die. My brothers, every father today is concerned, what would happen to my children the day I die? I think it is high time we ask ourselves the question, what would happen to my children the day they die? Give them the correct Islamic upbringing. Like I mentioned in the beginning, we have competent scholars and ulama. The savior in this day and age, wallahi brothers, is the masajid, it is the house of Allah. It is the house of Allah. As long as you got Quran in your life, you got Salah in your life, wallahi, I promise you, Allah will remove every difficulty and challenge that you are going through. There's so much more I could have told you. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability that, you know, we can maximize the last few nights, the last few days of this blessed month of Ramadan. Let us try and maximize, inshallah. We don't know whether we will see another Ramadan. We ask Allah to accept our siyam, Allah accept our qiyam, Allah Ta'ala accept all our ibadat, inshallah. You know, really we take it for granted. You know, the Salatul Taraweeh, on every sajda that you make, my brother, what reward has Allah kept? On every sajda, 2,500 rewards. On every sajda that you make before the Almighty Allah, every letter of Quran that was recited, learn to recite the Quran. You know, perfect the recitation of Quran and make a concerted effort to understand the message of Quran. Wallahi, the Quran is not a storybook. It is for us to read the Quran and take lessons. Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability. We make dua to the Almighty Allah on this blessed night of Ramadan. Allah grant us, all of us, whenever the time comes, may Allah grant us a beautiful death with Iman in the holy city of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that we could rest in the graveyard of the Nabi of Allah and be the first to enjoy the intercession of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I leave you two messages. I always say this: not everyone in this world can do great things. Not everyone in this world can do great things, but every one of us has that ability of doing simple things in a great way. Bring a smile to your fellow Muslim brother's face. And number two, what do they say? No one in this world is sinless, but every one of us can make a concerted effort to sin less in the world. There's no one who is sinless, but every one of us can make a concerted effort to sin less in the world. My brother, that sin that you were persistent for the last 40 years of your life, my message to you is, make the intention of giving up that sin for the pleasure of the Almighty Allah. At least we have taken something positive out of this blessed month of Ramadan. And we need to, you know, ask Allah, we beg Allah, Allah Ta'ala accept, you know, the sacrifices. Really, you know, these huffaz, you know, stand and lead the Salatul Taraweeh. You know, it's great effort that goes into it. You know, those of us that stand at the back, we think it's a walk in the park, as we would say. But wallah, great effort and sacrifice. Let us learn to appreciate our scholars, appreciate our ulama. Wallahi, we don't do that, Allah will turn the tables, Allah will take them away. Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq that we aspire to inspire before we expire. So inshallah, we will aspire to inspire before we expire. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And once again, jazakallahu wa ahsan al jaza to our respected Sheikh. Allah Ta'ala accept him, Allah Ta'ala grant him long life, and the other huffaz, Allah Ta'ala protect them, Allah preserve them and keep their shadow, you know, over this community, and may they be ambassadors of this amazing book of Allah, not only in this country but across the globe. Barakallahu feek.
Jazakumullah khairan to Mawlana Muhammad, and Mawlana has definitely come back, inshallah. You're always welcome here, and we do appreciate your time and your effort. We feel the passion and the concern, and we hear the wisdom and the experience, and the door is always open for you, Mawlana. We make dua that Allah protects you always for many long, good, productive years, and protects your family in your absence while you're on the path of da'wah to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we make dua that, like you prayed for us, that we have a good Ramadan. We pray that Allah accepts all your efforts as well. Jazakumullah. There's a request that we make dua for all our sick in the community and all our deceased, and a special dua that we make dua for Dr. Nadir Palmer, who's always here supporting the masjid, and it's his birthday, I think, today or was yesterday. I don't know if I want to make a general dua for the sick and deceased.
Jazakallah. And I would just like to take, this is my last program. I was invited by Brother Ahmed Zaid and Brother Omar, Hafiz Omar Raika, and Hafiz Omar and his son is a student of our respected Sheikh. And really, it's normally my habit when there are senior scholars and ulama, you know, I feel ashamed to stand, but it was, I think, the love and the muhabbah of our respected Sheikh that he asked me to say a few words. Inshallah, we make dua. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم تقبل صيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا اللهم اعتق رقابنا ورقاب والدينا وأمهاتنا وأزواجنا وأولادنا وجميع أقاربنا وجميع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من النار بقدرتك يا رب العالمين ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما اللهم اشفنا واشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم Oh, the most merciful Allah, the most compassionate Allah, the most Rahim Allah, the most forgiving Allah, the most loving Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you on this blessed night of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Forgive all our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us your beloved servants, Ya Allah. Make us from the people of Quran, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, through the recitation of this beautiful book of yours, Ya Allah, grant us all emancipation and freedom from the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Protect us, Ya Allah. Protect us, Ya Allah. Protect our families. Ya Allah, all those who are sick. Ya Allah, our brother Dr. Nazir Palmer, Ya Allah, you grant him complete shifa kamila ajila mustamirra. And all those who are sick, Ya Allah, grant them complete shifa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, shifa is in your hands, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those who have requested us to make dua, those who are going through challenges and difficulties, whatever difficulties people are going through in life, Ya Allah, you are the one that solves every problem. Ya Allah, we ask you on this momentous night, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, through, Ya Allah, we ask you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Do not turn us away empty-handed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have picked up our begging bowls before you, Ya Allah. We are like beggars knocking on your door. Ya Allah, these are those moments, Ya Allah, as this blessed month is coming to an end. Ya Allah, show us many more Ramadans, Ya Allah. Accept all our ibadat, Ya Allah. Whatever little we have done, we cannot do justice, Ya Allah. But whatever little we have done, accept it from us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you, whenever the moment of death comes, make the last moment of our lives the best moment of our lives, Ya Allah. Allahumma Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahlu. Allahumma ja'al ijtima'ana ijtima'a marhuma wa tafarruqana min ba'di tafarruqa ma'asuma. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.